Welcome to the Open Book Podcast. What you're about to hear is a recording of a live event that took place at the September 2025 edition of the Open Book Festival. Cape Town's premier poetry slam proudly presents the Slam City Showcase, a celebration of new talent, lyrical grit, and poetic brilliance in different African languages. Join us as we shine a spotlight on Cape Town's community of poets, living, writing, and igniting the mic.
Teller, a writer, a director, a poet, and also I'm the co-founder of Slam City. For me and Zizipho was to have a space where poets and other creatives could come and feel at home.
A different viewpoint to your poetry when you read it aloud, you know? And when there's an audience involved, you know, when there's interaction involved, you know what works, you know what doesn't work.
I think it's like there's a kind of access that happens to your brain where you have to, one, handle the audience, handle yourself, handle the memory, that I think in the long run for you as an artist and as a writer.
Fundi, the poet. Yeah, that's who I am. I've been with Slam City from the beginning till now.
Diva spiritual, because
yeah.
I'm going to book any performance and I'm going to judge how good how my day.
Miss Neo, my surname is Mateo. I'm a poet.
He had the vision of having a holistic artist, a performer. So basically, he wanted to have ultimately to have poets who are able to publish, who will be able to create films, who will be able to do everything that they need to as poets outside of just standing on stage and performing.
Why did you forsake it? The village would love you enough to raise your child.
I confessed when my family was stealing water.
I stand beside you, but never stand by.
The yin and yang have started a war.
Dan, we built so much challenges. We
have of swollen ankles.
So I would totally understand
I am a poet.
Ibogi.
I've inherited the heart of a poet.
Ibogi.
But bandaged with words and stitched with syllables. My performance has to be packaged for applause to be deemed syllable. I am constantly peeling, bleeding wounds to heal the wounded, you see. I know what is at stake when I'm on stage.
Hopefully in the next month this is allowed.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Welcome to Slam City. Okay. Welcome. My name is Zizipho Pam. And I am a poet, I am an author, I am the co-founder of Slam City, and I'll be a host for the evening. Yeah. All right, thank you for coming out. You guys look amazing this evening. Look at you. You decided to spend your Saturday night with us. That means a lot to us. We are Slam City, Cape Town's premier poetry slam. Okay. That's right. We run poetry slams every last Saturday of the month at Theatre Arts. So if you missed us last month, you'll catch us again next month. But this time around, this is not a slam. This is a showcase of how we go from slam to fam, right? Exactly. So we will be showcasing to you the poets who have been slamming for their lives since we started Slam City, and we've got Slam City's best on the stage tonight. We have the amazing Riameti. We will be joined by Rio. We've also got Khali Khali, Inzima, Mthunzikazi. We've got Ntsako Lane. We've got Mfundi the poet, as well as Vusmuzi Mpofu. Okay, it's going to be jam-packed, right? But as Slam City, we believe in a holistic performance, right? As Thabelo said in the video, is that we want to showcase a holistic poet. And with that, we have a musical showcase for you tonight. We've got Thosi, who will be gracing the stage. Yeah, yeah. I think you guys wished us well a little bit too much that we didn't break legs, but some nails were broken today. Okay. And unfortunately, Mishi Kopia will not be joining us this evening because she did break a nail. I'm telling the truth, guys, okay? But we have the amazing Thosi who will be joining us this evening. So we've got a jam-packed show for you. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the show? You know what to do, Moss. You're going to show us some love. You're going to snap. You're going to crackle. You're going to pop. You're going to do everything you need to do to show the poets some love, all right? You know what to do. You know. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Okay. Can I hear those? Can I hear those? Can I hear those stomping, those feet? When you hear that poem and it makes you do that, do it, okay? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. As long as nobody bleeds, we will be fine on the stage. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. I will be your host. I'll take care of you. I'll come back every now and again just to check in if you're doing all right. But I want you to enjoy the show this evening and have a good time. All right. Give a big, loud round of applause for our first performer, Thosi.
Ndingumphathi wendaba ezixhosi, the bringer of good news through these ancient sounds. On my journey to bringing this good news of hope, Slam City invited me in, and for the first time in public, they gave me a platform to confess and fight my fears in front of an audience, and that freed me and those who are listening. Today, I am here to do the same for you. Thixo ndisebenzise noba ndinovalo.
Ndinovalo. Ndinovalo. Kodwa ndisebenzise. Sebenzise wena ndinovalo ndinovalo.
I greet you all. My name is Thosi, and I'm super excited to be here tonight, and I'm really liking this vibe of Stripped Down, and I hope you guys will enjoy it as well. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Telling you about myself is the most difficult task yet. You probably don't know me. Hi, my name is Nzako. On some days I write poems, on other days poems write me. I've got ink pulsating through my veins. I am a walking poem dying to be read. And Slam City has been my bookshelf, my home away from home. I have made friends here, and most importantly, family.
Satani wants to tamoya. Wants to tamoya. Satani wants to tamoya. Wants to tamoya. Black pain is not insignificant. It is my crucifix, and I will erect it onto this altar, which is your stage. Nail me to this cross. I will be yet another soul to die for his kind, dear God. Our names too black for resurrection, and our skin too dark for your miracles. We have been praying for you to save us from these shackles from Pharaoh, a Pharaoh who ferried his way onto our harbors and now harbors our land. Maybe we have been praying to the wrong God. So our Father, no, your Father, who art atop a mountain hill with a window view to the ocean, probably wearing khaki shorts and a khaki shirt. With a closet filled with black skeletons, we are tired of being religious. We are tired of reading scripture. So take back your Jesus, take back your scriptures on the promised land, and bring back the stolen land. Bring back the integrity of a black man. Bring back the torn pages from our history books. Black girls go missing every week. Noam Thandazo went missing just last week because of her skin. Her mother was told to wait 24 hours for them to file for a missing person, 24 hours for her to be raped, 24 hours for her blood to cascade into her casket. Layla went missing 3 hours ago. Because of her white privilege, the world was tilted on its axis. Every strip of grass, search greyhounds and search parties were dispatched. Oh, Mama, Unum Tandazo, your Tandazo are hoping to find answers as to why Unum Tandazo, Angabui, Ekaya, Unum Tandazo, please come back home. Your mother has been crying for you. Unum Tandazo's mother doesn't understand. The answer at the back of her hand stares at her. You see, Unum Tandazo's only crime is inheriting her skin. So I will ask again. Dear God, our names too black for resurrection, and our skin too dark for your miracles. You see, blacks are programmed from birth into believing that the black is the enemy.
Okay.
Black is criminal. Black is never enough. Black is the enemy. Black will never be enough. You have one poem left. Mtsako, this is a gift from the gods. No, not that one.
there's beauty and there's you. Hey, ma'am, I am blinded by your splendor. There's something about the way you blink. This is too sweet, not that one. Young blood. Oh, hell, is this God's plan? I am Satan, this reeks of Satan. They say turn to God in times of hardships. Well, God, sir, turn wrongs don't make a right. And certainly turn wrongs don't make a right. I know we don't live righteous lives. But don't you think that the young dying young or mothers burying their young is a bit too harsh? Another one like me was buried last week. Another one like me will be buried next week. He felt the silence is too heavy and took his own life. The young keep burying the young out of violence and death know not color. They know not gender. Our sisters die every week at the hands of love, for they believed the sweet lies told by their lover's eyes. And now week after week, one of our sisters in this casket lies. For violence and death in Delft know not color. Here, boys, Pakamisa, Inombolo, 26, 27, 28, Nongolozo, lawyer, exe, vatse, yakesitariane, me brew, yeah. Bullets decorate our skies, yeah. Gunshots are lullabies, yeah. Waking up is a miracle. Here, resurrection doesn't exist. Here, murder isn't breaking news, here. We hold our hearts with both hands every time we hear a gun sound and hope it is a stranger. Another one like me was shot this morning. Young Black Bonga lays here tonight. His body is an artwork on exhibition. The artist used the bullets to paint Bonga's body bloody. And when the paramedics arrived, Bonga's soul was seen dancing with angels. This is yet another unfinished story. This is yet another wasted talent. This is yet another black boy who died too young. This is yet another eulogy for a poem. And tomorrow, it won't be another that looks like me that lays here. My body will be the artwork on exhibition. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mthunzika Zingozana. I am a spoken word poet passionate about celebrating my culture through isiXhosa in my poetry. I believe in language preservation and using art to keep our languages alive. I joined Slam City last August, and it's been transformative. I have grown as a poet and connected with like-minded individuals. I'm excited to share my love for isiXhosa and spoken word with you at the Open Book Festival.
Batabaziyo lichiza. Kemnanditi ingcibi eyakhuphila ziza nokuhlunga kukhatshwa kukhula litsho lizincame negwala liyokulwa inyembezi nentshutshiso kumtyane ethunga sabelana izithebe sakhelana amaziko sitsalelana amacingo sicandalana amancu usakhumbula ke sisiza kuwe ngesempuku sicalathelana sikuphathela amagqudu usezincingeni emini nasebusuku umqhagi negqude zikhala ungekabuthi iqoku zikukhonxile ingcinga kunzima ukuziqwabulula sawa sawa saxala ezigazimbini makwethu suka wakhaba ngawomane ucela kuze siqwini noko aliphandla kubeka bini sihlazekile ke nakwesi sihlandlo kuba zikushiya usamenqo lamakrwaqa bevuniwe ekhulile umkhondo injazi kamtyholizo uphosile kwanenyathe ezikhokeleyo selinorhatyazo ikakade bezikudela zicinga uba uphi owakho umlando okanye utyhefelele kangakanani ukuba ubungeyinqola lenkalo wena uligqange elitshisa inyembezi emehlweni zitsho zibhange noxinxa ke zindihla entloko zindinyemba ngelam izolo kaloku iziqabamqolo zezi zisihlaba emqolo ukubalamayele nqe besiwachase njengenxalenye ibiyakumelanini le mfundiso ukuthemba ilitye ayisiko kuzikhanda kanti okona kuyingozi kukuthemba umntu besiyokufunda nini ngezandla esimele kuzo siyathamba siqine singavumi ubaba uthathaka entloko de uve kunqonqe ntaka ukuba besinokuyekelela igazi sezele ukufa inene ibhongo belinokuthatha umhlala phantsi umbombo ke nawo ungabisaqhosha ziwe inyembezi zam zibe yimijelo zithwala amanzi ngembambo sowam umbombo ukuthululela kulwandle elungumlomo imbongi itsho ibhale umbongo ukufa ke nako kufaka igxathu akuzibekela iphantsi kulo mphefumlo selukrekrele wayo kusizobela umfuziselo wengomso elifulelwe ngoxolo esiya kulizuza sisakwelela kwela mathongo nto leyo esisandi nje somlomo obubomi sibukrokrose okwekometyefayo kodwa usoxutha nale incinci sinayo eliphulayo lelithunukayo kambe kwixhoba elo lichize likrakrayo ngalithi kraqa xa ufuna ukululama ngesaquphe ngoko ke masivumeleni ukukhonxa njengenkabi zithambele ukubotshwa imvu iza kwenziwa idinile encamazane elinyukayo njengonyana womntu esiya kwisigwebo sentambo hleze umhlawuleli wethu ahlangule kanye xa kulapho ukubaqatha kwesandla somthwesi wedyokhwe luphawu lwendima ende endifaneleke ndiyiphethe ikwangumnqantsa emandiwunqantse phezu kwalanduli kusencotsheni phofa amaphupha am emengxi kufuneka ndizijule ijacu kweli dabi ingesilo lanyamanagazi lingenokubikwa nekrele lidunga imizamo yam itshoyethe asilwi thina nabantu ukubika imvuko kumbulelo xabe ukuvuka umphefumlo usadibene nenyama loo nto kuwe mayingabe lilize mxhosa hlaba idini lencamazana elinyukayo umkristu umbongozo ongabonwayo kuba usindile nakula marhamncwa alaleleyo sim quba naluthuli le mimoya isibhudla soya mina ngeziduli ezam iziqhamo basilima ngorhatya kwakuthi qheke ukusa bavatho lukablankethe phofukulo equlethe okwemilanjana yona ikhangeleka ithe cwaka kanti ngaphakathi iyaxubayela kukuncakam kwayixhobisa amacala ngoxam beningoxam nake nina le nto niphanxulana ezibhekileni nikhwazana ndaweni yamakhandlela abomvu nimiso nomnyanya endaweni yokukhanya nimiso ubumnyama asilwi thina nabantu amazwi wathethayo waqaphele okanye uphathe kwaginya kuba umlomo lipolisa lakho ngenye imini hlezi ukubambe kulumkele nokuthetha wophele kuba hlezi mkisele kaloku asithi inkosi sonke ngoko ke nezicwangciso zakho nazo mabaziqashele ngobe neneni abantu abafuna ukuyibona into entle bakubamba ngentliziyo baxela ukhetshe yena aqoqodisa isikhukukazi nesitixo sempumelelo yakhe kunanamhlanje usasixhibe kunye nenzala yaso omnyaxake wokuthanda umphanda angatshotshi abuye ngokulala kanti ekhusini kwabotshwa ukuba into entle kube nzima ukuyibona phofa emaphupheni ukho lo uvatha mnyama hleli nje uvathe ezimnyama yiloo nto ekhapha ukuvuke ungaphuphanga upholelwa ngamalanga ngexesha iintanga zakho zisiya kuzabalazela inyama kutsho kudilika imizi ingabi nabemi indyebo ke ingabonwa nasebantwaneni ithe endaweni yokuba ibele ibhanti simanye sukitsho ukuba intambo isirhintyele asilwi thina nabantu umzi ke uphelaselwe sisiculela sokunyala sinqangqolo kwanemihadiya yokuhuluza izikhova ndongandini zokungqeyama abo bathunzeliswa bephila oko babenkazathi ipeni zobhelulo msele kanti babangwayile mimoya kaloku iyabakhotha mhlawumbi ngumahlala eshushu nje sube thoba ithuli le mimoya isibhudla sityudi sisibuza besicinga uba singobani kanye kodwa siqhubeka sisiya futhi sizibona sisinda.
Hi, my name is Rio. I'm a poet who raps and a rapper who poets. I like to challenge the boundaries of what words can do. Slam City has provided me with a platform to do so for the last year. And it's a place where there is healthy competition. Healthy competition that nurtures fire. I'm here to burn you with that fire today.
I was once a little life, a little light on my feet, a little innocent. Leave the door a little open so a little light I can see. Not a light sleeper, I wore my heart on my arm, it would light up my sleeve. I would pirouette outside till I felt lightheaded. My lungs were so pure I felt light when I breathed. You should have seen my smile, my dimples were the only shade from the light that I beamed. But those around me had baggage. And when they load shit, it was my light they would steal. Shadows would make reservations. My light was a meal. I succumbed to darkness. Now, this little light I cradle, this little light I pray will allow me to forget that no longer being light is painful. I am no longer able to shed baggage. I burn this light to keep the weight still, I cradle this globe hoping to unplug. Our light will never fuse. There is a crystal method to my madness. And when I am lit, my child, I will sneak into our home past the little light in your doorway. You're still a light sleeper, so you're locked onto me. You're afraid of darkness. I fear your reflection. We dance around a painful prism. And when the shadows come for you, I want to be your hero, but as much as I wear my heart on my sleeve, they conceal my heroine. My lungs are ashtrays. I have to fight just to breathe. I no longer pirouette, I spiral. No longer lightheaded, I am bound by darkness with no idea of where your light's headed. Do you see my smile, my child? Dimples, swallowing cheekbones. I am shedding weight, but not baggage. I am no longer a light traveler, but I always travel with a light. I see you, my child, but I am torn between your little life and this little light. Drugs and gangsterism is killing the light of our youth. Week 26. It is raining outside. Week 27. Some of us walk into this rain, others are born into it. Week 28. What I'm trying to say is precipitation is like expectancy. Much like how we are expected at birth, and our umbilical cords are signal cables that transmit weather patterns from mother to child. And even though it is cut off at birth, we still transmit life that radiates. This signal we emit is strong. We all have our own frequency, but all too frequently, these gangsters in our streets are weathermen with guns. Every full clip is precipitation. And when it rains on our kids, well, you all know what happens to a signal when it rains. It's not uncommon. Look out your windows and get a live stream of stray bullets being channeled to our kids. Still alive, streaming, blood on the concrete, bodies precipitating over the right to traffic, white bundles of ecstasy. These are the effects you see in a place where 26, 27, 28 has nothing to do with pregnancy, but is your child's life expectancy. When I think of this light, it reminds me of my grandfather's memory that is now burning away. I remember how rough your hands were. Bread-winning hands that never could make an egg, but in your presence we walked on eggshells. I remember how you'd never say no to me, and how I was still always afraid to ask. I remember how, when I was sad, you would make this silly face and then go back to being the most serious man in the world. I remember how you ate chilies as if they were grapes, a testament to the fire you used to breathe, Dada. They told me you spoke at rallies during apartheid. You were part of the resistance. I couldn't resist but to come here and celebrate this gift of spoken word. Dada, there was a terrifying calm about you. I would lay on your chest the way lions rest on cliffs. Your snores would roar me to sleep. Your beard, a cactus guarding the smile we rarely saw. Your eyes were soft and beautiful. But eye contact with you, impossible. I always lowered my gaze in respect. You were a simple man. All you wanted was a newspaper and a cup of tea. I never understood why I needed to walk with you to buy that newspaper. The shop was just around the corner. The journey was short and quiet, Dada. Today, as your Alzheimer's progress, more and more you forget. I am reminded that your life is now a collection of short, silent journeys. I don't know when last you bought a new newspaper. Old articles are now breaking news. Your mind has lost the capacity to bear burdens. Load shedding is the blink of an eye. Your beard is no longer a cactus because you smile all the time now. Your eyes are still soft and beautiful, but now when I see you, I am afraid to lower my gaze. Study my face. I don't want to be forgotten. Dada, I love you. You don't need to remember. You don't need to retrace your steps because I will walk in them. Dada, one day you will forget everything. You will not understand why your hands are rough. You will not understand why we look at you gratefully. You see, my grandfather gave me everything. How poetic. The man with Alzheimer's is the reason my childhood was memorable. Silence. Humility. Silence. Humility. That's what I was taught. And for years I practiced the art. I was never outspoken. Never enjoyed the peace that it brung. Silence was golden. No wonder there's so much buried treasure under my tongue. When I speak, I drop jewels unpolished. You can unearth or undermine. You choose to do what you will with the dirt you pick. But it feels like the tongues of the youth have only been taught how to consume. Teach them how to spit. Their throats are choking. Teach them how to sip. Their chests are filling with water. Teach them how to dip, to dive into their lungs so they can appreciate their depths. They are bottling water, living reservoirs for our trauma. No wonder there is no natural spring in their step. Their legs are not grounded. There are no more poets to show them their roots. So you, my writers, are you ready? Or do you feel like your teeth is a fence around your tongue? Your lips, a trap door leading to silence. Your throat, the barrel of a gun that has never been fired. Your chest, a shed full of tools never used. Your rib cage, a nest you've never left. Every breath, guarded like secrets kept. Your waist, a whirlwind of expectation. Your legs, ruins of a building never finished. Your feet, training wheels punctured by fear. Your excuse doesn't matter. So never silence our youth or hold them back, whether they want to be poets or poets who rap. Teach them that they don't need to have podcasts to conduct these open chats.
Okay, 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 okay. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Yeah, yeah. I want to teach you guys something. I want to teach you a little bit of a hoo-ha that we do at Slam City, okay? We go 3, 2, 1, and you're going to give me your loudest, proudest Slam City, okay? Okay, you ready for that? You ready? In 3, 2, 1, Slam City! Yes, that's the energy. That's the energy. We keep it going, all right? I'm just here for some house rules, okay? And to check on you if you're still okay. Are you still all right? You're still having a good time. Okay. So our house rules is that you are more than welcome to take videos here on this stage. Please tag us when you do. Tag us at Slam City SA on Instagram, Slam City SA on Facebook as well. You can find us on all those streaming platforms. But please do make sure that your flashlight is off, right? As it's blinding our performers on the stage, okay? Please switch off your flashlight and tag us on Instagram. In fact, we have a giveaway for tomorrow night. Here on the stage, we will be having our lovely sister, Sphokazi Jonas, who will be celebrating her one-year anniversary of Weeping Becomes a River. And guess what? Two of you sitting somewhere here might be the lucky winners of this giveaway. All you need to do is go to Instagram, follow Sphokazi Jonas, follow Slam City SA, and tell us how old is Weeping Becomes a River is turning. Okay? Simple. How old are they turning? Tell us on Instagram, and you could win the tickets. We'll announce the winner later on, but we're going to keep the show going, okay? Just remember, keep giving the poet some love, keep showing them some love, all right? Okay? Are you ready for the next poet? All righty, enjoy the show.
Wole Soyinka describes the writer as the visionary of his people. He anticipates, Wole says. He warns. And since time is more of a blurred tapestry than a chronological continuum, I think prophecy can include the past, the present, and the future. I think Slam City has done a great job of allowing me to be that, a prophet of sorts. My name is Ria Meti. A rabbi, a priest, and an immigrant walk into a bar. And the barkeep says, "What is this, a woke joke?" It's simple, formulaic, really. Whether the immigrant walks into a bar or a hospital or a dingy bureaucrat's office with his dreaming heart pulsing in his very palms, the joke is always his trailing stench of otherness. Or the joke is his accent, clumsy and thick in his throat, loose like he lost some syllables when he was swung onto a sinking boat. Or the joke is the food he eats, endowed with alien aromatics and monstrous meats. Pepper burns the wisdom of learning onto his tongue. Oil swirls map the psychological paradigms of the dispersed young. Chicken bones patterned after new love formed where old diaspora sprung. In another joke, he doesn't walk into the bar. He is the bent-backed silhouette hovering over the tip jar. Onto his are collaged the faces of all his bearded brothers jailed for having bombs in their sleeves, though no one has told their still grieving mothers. In another, he drives the rabbi and the priest to the bar. They share toasts of burning liquor in the car. See, truck stops and drinks are both departures to hope. They are jovial and merry and even share rude whispers about the Pope. He is cautious. He knows his jaw is always the punchline, no matter the joke. In another, he is a sweat-beaded silhouette, a colossus moving quietly among the weeds, head hung in filial piety, his name, transliterated Tawarai to a sleek T-Y, flirts the line of erasure. What split colonization from assimilation gets blurred, he is a tangle of reaching roots like bamboo shoots that just wants to be heard. In another, he is a roadside vendor with a patient smile, refuge strung from scar tissue and gentle lies. He swears his sons, engulfed by flames before his very eyes, were only reaching for the light. In another, he is a shrewd merchant staring down the dying embers of his bright light syndrome, or a pregnant woman gritting resolve so her progeny doesn't have to roam, or a steel-faced stallion with a rubber tire for a necklace dreaming of home. No one leaves until home becomes staring down the barrel of a gun bigger than your whole body. or the rubble of what was your kitchen shoveling you to shore, or the mud huts of your village crumbling under the brazen glory of American-made grenades. See, this traveling joke works because immigrants are always walking into places. They just sometimes have to crawl out. The joke is always your trailing stench of otherness, or your accent, or the food you eat. And everyone can tell. There are worlds where men pack pens to sword fights and know the stage as purgatory and sanctuary. They hide their aches in shimmering allegory, conceal their gapes, make fears transitory for an audience, a journey with company. Look how beautiful they write their loneliness to share with you. How palatable their pain and pretty their perish. And in those worlds where swords duel with pens and skies rest on the broad shoulders of legends, we labor to write ourselves into salvation, ink out damnation, blot our demise in blacks and blues, trust strokes to conceal our remise in scarlet hues. We are but prisoners scratching tally into walls, with none to mourn us but the gray concrete on which we crawl, stomachs distended, taut, because emptiness takes up space, because even the loudest cries soon fade, because little brown bodies keep catching grenades. And when the storybooks won't write your face, you write your poems. A little boy with cracking knuckles brings nothing but a whistle home. No prose, no fortitude in his brittle bones, no hunting trophy, no calabash for his woes. His veins are weary with memory, longing resolve that since calcified in his father. And so we'll write him a brave new tale. And this time his lungs are not empty chambers blackened by smoke. His calloused hands do not build the city he wanders in broke, breaking down and broken inside. Maybe we can write his life into mattering this time. A mother howls at the moon and counts its craters. She beckons the tide and hopes to touch the hem of the creator. Trade whispers with a divine curator, persuade her to keep the silver moon glowing for longer. Dawn breaks harsh, berates her. The womb spills over with maggots, and yet she is called traitor. And so we'll write her a symphony to say at our funerals, and all her life will not be grief. A father stumbles his way through manhood, feet dragging the power they claim he has, fists swinging the power he wants to have. He loves like rainbows, reds in gashes and purples on thighs. He loves like a rumbling thunderstorm, like pellets hailing down in a swarm. And so we'll write him a choice. Let him pick the poison. What are we but rhyming rugrats, heaven's expats, and mass scribbles through a time lapse? What have we but anger rituals, burial rituals, fights for foe and shrines for Apollo, graves are shallow, hearts are hollow. You know, you get so used to seeing crimson patches on brown skin, you don't even bat an eye when it's yours. And sure, there are better ways to live. But don't you want God to want you? When you pray for women's rights, pray like this. Our Father, the artist in heaven, hollow is thy name. Not to defame it, but the cries we strung to its syllables have since remained echoes empty and tame. You give us our daily bread, nailed to the knuckles of those who knead us into pulps, roll and palpate our screams into gulps, embed patterns of rising fury that rest in tender lumps on necks and backs and anywhere our modest wardrobes will let them hide. Forgive us our transgressions, the great sin of growing tits. Receive our confessions of indiscretion as our scarred faces bear your aggression. Deliver us from evil, rapid feminist mutterings that cause upheaval at the pearly gates. Pray this always in remembrance of those whose fates came before yours. Pray a sonnet for Delilah, whose hips a shade a sharp defiance, whose crucifix was Samson's desire and her noncompliance. Yeah, maybe she should have kept a Bible between her legs, but what does one to do with scripture than spread it? And ain't that to be a woman? To own a beauty not for you, to weaponize a body for him to terrorize, a goddess locked out of paradise. Pray a psalm for Jezebel, whose only crime was being indiminishable, whose sword-dripped insurrection and voice was laced with rebellion. Someone should ask the prophets what they were wearing when she slit their throats. And why did they walk alone at night? And did they remember to smile? Pray a ballad for the Samaritan prostitute whose glass house could not be stoned nor body be owned. Pray an elegy for Eve, the first of us, who would rather the fury of God than be subservient, whose adventure is credited the serpent, who commanded the garden like a glory emergent, like need for her nectar is urgent, like Adam is impertinent. They don't realize Eve didn't have to pick the fruit. The garden offered sacrifice. And when they ask what it is to be a woman, say it is quiet anger like tight whispers. Say it is secret mourning like unheard whimpers. Say wombs become tombs. And birth is an elaborate excavation. Your bruises will seek no explanation.
Hey everyone, this is Inzima, the pure son of Kune, descendant of Tolopine. As a poet and a performer from Cape Town, I've only been on a journey with Slam City since last year, and it's been a wild ride. I find my voice pushed my creativity and connected with fellow wordsmiths. I've only been fortunate to take the prize home once, but it's the growth, the passion, and the community that's truly priceless unto me. I'm happy to be back at the Open Book Festival, where I was once a finalist back before lockdown at Atoll Kyoka Theatre. And I'm ready to bring the heat again.
Nakubusitan Melindo, Watwaninyamezeli Kyoko Yako, Mkanubun Chablangawo, Kachisun Zemzinwakui, Posela Nama Chambin Fumisangawo, Chambin Yakus Tingin Sola Zakwako, Faro, Kotwa, Kupek on Yakshia Glenziako. Okelela into zama nanxwa nakulelali yakho ndawonye negama lama nasikhundla kumlomo ongcole njengowakho izinto ezibolileyo eziphuma pho zigadala lukodlula isandla sakho futhi loo nto iyadala ngezwi lakho ngobu ndakhile wandichitha kwangalo bundivusa kusempondo zankomo kwelo gumbi bendilikhanyisa ngomtsha wedolo undihlambe ngempoxo undithambise ngezityholo zotyisa isalo senkukhu yakho lidlolo undambese ngobuqaba beqeqesholo ungonqena ukundibiza iqhatshi elingenamqolo ubuye undithuthuze ngeziqholo zomzondo ndiyokhangela itorho ngamathumba akhala ngobuncinci besidlo sezolo ubundikhwazi usentangeni ndichume ndisabele selundithuka usexandini ngokuba ndikuthikhilele undizala ukudingisa inqatha xa ndiqala ukuchuma buphezulwane unyusele ndiphunculane besele ndiyibambisele ndiyofola biye ndigeqezo kwe-emeila ndifena mthanyana kude le nobushushu besandla esinokunceda nalapho ndiyakhona hleze ndifike kunje kodwa ndohlukanga kwisana elihlele esizalweni kwalayo ukuba luphume ngoba esusuni kushushu isidingo zalo sijongwe nguwe ndithi mandikuphumthi kwakho ukuze xa ufuna usuze ndingekho mna nokuba ndizikhuze senxangile ke phandle inqwelo yam esinge empumelelweni uyinzima ubona amazwe kwelinqugwala bendisemkhusaneni uyaqala uyandilileli uba ngwasazela kwisini okanye kuqhiwula kwenkaba edyokhweni ngoba wathi ndiyofela emanyaleni ndikhumshe ezimokolweni andisayi kuliva izwi lakho lixela isikhalo sebhela sukubekhluthwa kokwayo nganqolosana emfene sele ndilinda umphako nthuku ugqibela enhlupheko ndiyakushiya kule ndla kho xa senze kunikhumbule uzundifowunile kwaXhosa alukhusana olungenamama mntwana entombi linyala kumakhulukhulu esithi mama utamkhulu ngutata wazizela unini esemncinana kuyaqunywana khuliswe zizalamana nokubuyisa uyalivuma ityala xa belihlanjwe nenyala kuyahlonitshwa kuthiwa lo umntwana wasezingqaqeni ngoba ufinyenwe kudlalwa ngwakulonina kanabango kuloyise ukukhulisa umntana ngemfihlo kukuzikhandela isikhali sokulwa nawe inkomo iqambe ebumnyameni ngenye imini oseza kuyivuma ekhanyeni imane kuvele ezithukweni mhla umntwana phambuka endleleni uhamba usitho bengayivanga yolo ufuza unyoko ukuze kuvele wena uyinja ufuza uyihlonto nje wasuswela umsila ngokuyalezela ityala likahlanzwa inkomo ingekahambi ngamanqina umntwana kakazilanda engasilanga waxhelwa kwatyiwa imfuzi isiphawule yasichaza izimilo namangomso ethu imfuzi ichasene nomthathi kubuzala imilotha kodwa imfihlo zisikhwebule ebulolweni phakathi kwamakheswa imfihlo zisenza imbathuthu ezihamba zikhuthaza abantu ngokunyaniseka ndiphuma kumzila kayindoda ikhali kubiza kuphaphazelisa abantwana elilisa abafazi weminyanya equmbayo kwabo batyesela iindlela zayo kokubuya kayesu ihamba noqamatha nonxele wemfihlo zokubakhange nditya borheme xhaphile kwaXhosa imfihlo ngamagugu ngoba zisala emathuneni ziyawoyika umbetha zivamise ukubalala endleleni ukuba zigqabhukile zibekwingca ukuba ziyezanaba zifakwele idolo kumzila wenyathi kubekw inyawo lemfene siliqandile layo inkukhu bangavumi ukubililisele ke nam ndombulelwe kumzila wemfihlo ndenze ndaxela uthixo ulawule bomi ehleletronini ndenze ndaquma intlungu nentlupheko kwisisele sembilini wenza udondolo lwam lanzima ukuba lungandoyelisa ngemfihlo ndithi ndinxibile ndibe ndiziva ndize ndintswayiza xa ungumntwana eqaba ufuna ukuqonda ngeyakho inkaba umama uhluthi ngumbona sekhaya uyaqala uyazilanda umakazi ulilela ntoni uyaxoka ufuna kuthiwa simphethe kakubapha ekhaya bakuvala umlomo ngathi awunambulela baqobisele ngathi uqulethe imfihlo bakujamele ngathi uzobajampisela thina besizijamankungwini zezigcwalankungwini kwilizwe ledlala ekhaba sekhosini thina sikhule ngoqhatha indlala biliswa amanzi ngepotyi sicingikho into yokuphekwe ekhapha silinde sibe kubuthongo siphele sincama silala thina sikhule sibona amanyala oomama babhaqa bezivalele emagumbini bekhixa bekhala ndiza kulibeleka ngantoni olusana ngoba ibhayile mkanotata ebeleke ngalaba sityaqatyana thina ngomakhelwana besele singumthwala emagxini kube sele bevala nathi emendweni namhlanje sele sisitha amanye amaphupha ngovele siwancame siwamkele ukuba ngamaphupha aphelele kumina lanyulwe izolo ndigqithe kwehloliwe bahleka besaphila omama iingxaki zalapha ekhaya beziphelele etafuleni namhlanje zifana nodinga sithebe notata zimpukane zazizala impethu gqiba zaphika ngokuba besibaninzi exhwayeleni namhlanje ndidume kapa ngenqombo yam ndihlala ndodwa ndagxothanwaye ndiphekela ndikhule ngekho utata nithi ndafundiswa kubana ukuba umfazi yanonophelwa kwamhlanda yalwa kwabhulwa kusoyelwa khathelwa njinkomo ukuba maziyosela kum ubudoda mnantsingiselo noxa nje ndabufeza into yokwamkeleka nokunika isidima ngabanye xa ndithetha kaloku ekhaya kwandoda uthi kusakufika indlala xhama ndinikele ngabantwana kudyakalashe yakho bazali banqwashe krexezwa inyaniso gqwethwa bayaziyo namhlanje singamadoda ngaphandle kwezabiziyalo thina nzalayo nozikhalo namhlanje singamadoda ngaphandle kwezabizikhalo thina nzalayo nozikhalo namhlanje singamadoda ngaphandle kwezabiziyalo thina nzalayo nozikhalo namhlanje.
Hi. My name is Khaleletsang Mabel. I'm a poet and a performer from Johannesburg, passionate about storytelling and self-expression. Slam City has been such an inspiring journey for me. It's pushed me to grow, connect with other amazing poets, and truly celebrate the power of words. This is titled Comb in Hair. Okay. Sixth grade. My fro pulled the comb from my fro, instantly disturbing my flow. Esteca
Kalai. She said it is not to reside in my hair. Her curly silk French rendered this fair. Fix only in bathrooms. This is a bad view. Oh, how she almost so fumes. Wished her ignorance wore tombs. She's a teacher, but I'll teach her about texture today. If that's okay. You see rebellion, but this is routine. My crown does not ask for permission to be seen. Not a prop, not a phrase, not a costume dream. It is the chorus of aunties who oiled it with Vaseline. Some say 4C looks like Mike's. So when I pat twice, it's sound check, let me state my claim. The image is absurd to you. So loud, so proud. Surely this isn't allowed. I'm sure you've heard it's a crown. Now you fight the urge to bow. My hair demands so much care. Many have been called to poetry to praise its glares. The gifts my feminine melanin is canon. It goes nin-nin-nin. I get the scare. You feel rebellion, but this is design. You fear the wild, but this forest is mine. Blaming my comb for making you foam by the mouth. Huh? Texturism alone. Against light, it looks like even when I shrink, I expand within. Every coil holds history you cannot pin. No straightener can burn what is born in the wind. So, Mephro, try again. Now, before I go, I just want to know, why does my afro bother you, Mephro? I thought so. Thank you. Thank you. That was combing hair. The next piece I'll be reciting is, my mentors who encouraged me to have this confidence.
I'm sorry, but this number no longer exists. Redirecting your call to Heaven's headquarters. Please hold while your prayers connect.
Papa, it's been a long time. Yes, I know you've always loved me. And no, not at all. In fact, I've really missed you too. There's a long list of all I miss, and well, here it is. I miss you laughing at the same joke since 2013. I swear, you had me convinced I was a born comedian. I miss your penguin-like walk and how you were convinced you were always walking straight. I miss waltzing with you at restaurants, not caring who stared. I miss my motorbike rides with you as the wind blows through my dress despite the stress. I miss how you say, I'm soldiering on. Most of all, I miss the constant reminder that I am your beautiful daughter, and nothing can ever change that. You know, I almost let a teacher challenge that. You wouldn't believe that. And that's because my hero gave me confidence that could never be dismissed. Bittersweet that these words are seen as privilege, but no one knows our blues, so I reside gracefully in said privilege. Though I wish you'd stayed, so we could mend our ways. I take these lines to restore the good buried long before you were. When your body grew stone cold, I had no hold, no father to ground me in what I've always known. But that's not true, you see. You're a vessel of a man who resides in each one of our souls. His name is Yahweh.
Our greetings start with a simple awe. He taught me resilience and forgiveness that challenged me to write this piece. So, I forgive you for departing. And I thank God you gave me these memories before your passing. With that said, I sleep sound knowing it's behind us now. The sky is where I find you. No longer will I let loss cost me quality time with you. I'll be watering the forest of my mind until our connection never declines. And every blessing reminds me that you never truly left. So thank you, Father. Your flowers have bloomed.
Black boy, black boy, black boy, where are you? Black boy, your mother is looking for you. Black boy, it is dark outside. Black boy, you are stressing your mother. Black, there you are, hiding behind that tongue. Blindfolded by your quest of light, cannot see that English is a dark cloud dangling over your mother's tongue. Black boy's grandmother is a well overflowing with vernacular, but black boy can go for weeks without taking a sip. Black boy is a dehydrated child who's taught to quench his thirst in a funnel filled with English. Black boy's mother tongue finds its grave at the center, if not at the beginning of the tunnel. His torso knows nothing about the light found at the end of the tunnel. Black boy is in the dark. Black boy cannot see that English is a face beat concealing his wrinkling pain. Black boy is wounded. Black boy is not aware that his language is a bandage. Black boy will soon realize that bleeding in your mother's tongue is an underrated privilege. Ndimbambengo pungwane unomqalo. Ndimfumana ezinzile enhlizweni kandoda. Ndizana ezichurches amagama. Ndizekunihlinzela nantsi impuku. Ndiza nembilini kandoda iphelele. Ndiza ngengxolo yomqhakhi ndizekunivusa nilele. Ndizekuphumana enxeba likandoda ekusheni. Ndiyinzwana engena nkomo obhokhwe nagusha. Ndiyimpulaka lujaco ndiethe-ethe. Ndimveku igcwele intshebe. Ndinamaxa okuphelelwa ngamandla. Ndisindwe kube ngandi ngabolekisanga maxa. Ndiyarhana mhlawumbi nendlovu yasindwa ngumboko wayo. Hlezi sijulisayo sinqandwa ngamazwi okhokho bayo abathi sindwa usiya litshisa lisina ubulelo okuphiwayo. Maxa wambi sibulela neziqale ndindoda intloko yekhaya xa ngandifumana empangelweni undifumana egumbini lokulala ukuthula ndijingisa intloko entanjeni ndingunocwaka ndingumbambo sombetha amadlaka zisihlandlo ndifela ngaphakathi esisigculelo sezichotho esinqungwe ngabantu abaphethe iemele ndililolo ngemihla entlekele ndilidini ndingumzimba wokwamkela zonke imbumbulu ezijolise kwikhaya lam ndinguthatha mna bawo ushiya abantu bam. Andinamzi, ndiqhayisa ngowayekho ibhomalo obukhwetha bam. Ndingungantweni, sidima sam lidwala liqengqeleke maweni. Ndimfama esibhaqe enzuluni esiziba ngokuphanyeka kweliso ngoba ndashiywa ludondolo ngesantya sikatata. Finally, black boy is home.
So they won't be a baby.
The knife betrayed the bread and kissed my spine. My third eye saw the blade held by familiar hands, hands of those I've promised to take a bullet for, not knowing they'd be the gun. The scars beneath my skull are proof of what they have done. The altar of betrayal knows my blood. Blood isn't always thicker than water. I have died of thirst while my family was spilling water. I have hit the ground like autumn leaves, and loved ones were nothing but stems, standing firm, unmoved, and unintrigued by my fall. So when they say birds of the same feather flock together, remind them that some have broken wings, left in the dust to struggle, while others soar and bask in the sky. When they speak of true love, tell them to applaud the strangers. When they speak of a sibling's love, tell them to exhaust the first stanza of this poem. When they speak of mother's love, tell them I hate the grave. And when they speak of father's love, tell them not all ghosts are made of shadows. Some walk in flesh, some leave footprints that never lead back home. There is an athletic history woven in my father's legs. Father never ran out of breath when running away from his duties. He discarded us and left us hanging in the breeze of his neglect. When you pray, tell God, I am desperate for bigger shoes. I swear I will donate the extra space to my lungs. A walk in my current shoes is a suffocating hug of loneliness. Tell Jesus I've hit iceberg waters. I am fast sinking and I need saving. Tell Jehovah I am angry. Tell him I do not know how not to snooze the alarm when it's time to wake up from this rage. I do not know how to free my sanity from this cage. Betrayal leaves you too naive to know that anger is a sinking floor, an escalator descending to Lucifer's cave. Barefoot or not, anger is unholy ground. It is a cursed womb. It is a fertile garden of thorns. It is dangerous. Anger is the inner voice summoning PTSD to your door handle at midnight, granting it permission to sneak into your sheets, to steal your sleep, then leave you wide awake, defeated, failing to withstand the force of your insanity. Anger is a scar and a blade existing simultaneously.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
1, 2.
Let's go. Let's go.
I am a bandage without scars to hug. A heaven my lover is scared to inherit. The grave of my toxicity is stuck in her throat. She refuses to swallow. Her eyes are telling me she's not a blind church girl. She has seen the breath of a man's darkness, memorized the resurrection of Jesus. In her gaze, I am just another man, yearning to access her body, then break her soul. She's impossible to convince that I am only here to love and console. She's hurting. She's hurting. I know that she's hurting, for she keeps building a misplaced puzzle. She has glued smiles in pain, left tears climbing in happiness. She dances in silence, then stands still when music begs for movement. On some days, she's a flame of anger. She's burning but fighting not to let go of the call of hatred. Her pain is too complicated. She's hurting. It's difficult to comprehend everything she's been through, for God has blessed me with a mouthless woman. She won't kiss and tell. The plot of the demons ganging against her inside her head. She speaks in gestures, a language too many letters missing. I have never seen my lover naked. Her story is concealed in winter's heaviest clothes. Dear beloved, I resent your behavior. It reminds me of my sin. Takes me back to the aftermath of my past lover's decision to love me. How my deeds transformed her decision into a python that beat her tongue away. Dear beloved, I resent your behavior. It reminds me of my sin, that somewhere out there, there's a man whose hands are covered with my past lover's DNA, fingers trembling, dripping blood of the wounds he knows nothing about, and I am the reason she won't give him a true chance. I must confess, these women were not born mouthless. They were once loud, told us of their pain, told us of their fears, told us of their fathers, and told us of their pet peeves. We listen while hiding a venom under our sleeves. Our damage is too extreme. Maybe, even after we have thrown ourselves in the river of repentance, we are no longer worthy of love. Maybe now, love is just for women, children, and dogs. Ntwanomntu, yanga wakuzijonga spilini kungavela intaka. Ngobela kwikhaya sisibhakabhaka kulo mhlaba awunakhaya.
kulomhlaba inimba ibuthuntu ayivumi kusika izihlobo zibaze sithulu wakudinga ingubo yobusika lomhlaba ayilokhaya kokuthi ngqambaza mntwana omuntu selufikile hambula qaza kubomi byafana namaza bungakuphindisele emva ungalindelanga uqale ekuqaleni ukukhasa inzame zakho sibe ngumlilo wamaphepha uma uqale ekuqaleni ukubasa yosulwana intongo lingekafiki ixesha lokudlala umdlalo webhekele ekhatywayo bakumiwe ngenqayela ngini kothula iminqwazi hleze nife nisayithwele nishiye usizo lwamawele sibele kwene sathwelwe athiya kuzalwa akhule ecathazela imithwalo yonina noyise abangazange bayoyise imfazwe yabo Nkosi.
I am from the prophets who told you about tomorrow, yesterday, that is today. I am the legendary poet with his life on the line. It gets hectic, 9-9. I want our stories to be told. I want our songs to be sung by the children. Go on then, tell the children the other stuff that legends are made from. And so are you. Please say it with me in 3-2-1. I am the stuff that legends are made from. In 3-2-1, what are you? Angeke, a bit louder, what are you? Turn to your neighbor, give them a high five and say, you are the stuff that legends are made from.
Help, Pastor.
I want to change world nations. But firstly, I want to change my world. There are no questions. I want to get the heck out of this shack. I've been feeling like a caged bird. You might have heard why the caged bird sings. I bet you did not know that birds recite poetry too. Woo, woo, woo. I've got to get the heck out of this shack. Break out of this cage. Spread my wings and fly out to a better nest. Just so. Stop killing two birds with one stone. I say, feed two birds with one scone. I am grateful for all the scones that we get to eat. We no longer need to flock together like birds of a feather just for crumbs. I still remember that December. There was no Christmas for us, only stress. We did not have any cream. Cash rules everything around me. I want all the creams for all the dreams that money can buy. Why? Oh, why do we dream with our eyes wide open, hoping that somehow we will find a way to make it happen? If this is a calling, I want to know who is dialing. Thoughts aloud and ringing inside my head, I have questions needing answering. Hello? Is there a way of knowing when I will catch what I'm chasing? I've been running on my dreams, getting closer because I'm pacing. I've been patiently waiting without prescription, getting sicker with the pen. I'm an epidemic without any vaccination. I'm ill with the flowing lines. I'll write it until I drop and die. Thank you for the call. I am going to change world nations. But firstly, I'm going to change my world. There are no questions. I've got to get the heck out of this shack. Break out of this cage. Spread my wings and fly out to a better nest. Just so. This next poem is dedicated to my mother. Mama. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me a lot. She loves me. She will love me until I rot. I am but a flower that was planted on this huge garden called planet Earth. It all started when Father came, bearing his seed in Mother's fertile womb. Ha! He thought he was bearing me. Little did he know he was sowing a seed. When spring arrived with the lilies, I sprouted out of Mother's womb as a botanical baby boy with a big petal for a head. Just a young lad with roots that ran deep, deeper, deepest down to the heart of Mother Earth. This explains why I've remained grounded, rooted to the core. I am not ashamed to admit that I was an early bloomer. It did not take too long for me to realize that every rose has its thorns. We grew up a little different, but still we grew, because wild flowers did not ask for permission to grow. We just grew. With my mama through the years, we were stuck like glue. Just me and you, a bunch of flowers uprooted from a garden, replanted in paradise. She loves me. She loves me a lot. I love her so much, I just want her to stop and smell the roses. Mama, I want you to stop working. Rest in peace while still breathing. Your offspring has blossomed into a botanist, picking and bunching words into poetry. This is me giving you your flowers while you can still smell them. She loves me. She will love me until I rot. Love me until I am pushing up daisies. I too, like all sunflowers, shall wither in the winter. But in the spring of her eyes, I will always be blooming. She will love me through all my seasons. I've often heard that women love flowers, and I've never understood why. This was until I learned that beauty recognizes beauty. She loves me. She loves me a lot. She loves me. She will love me until I rot.
Hello, guys. As you know, Mishi couldn't be here with us today because she got injured. Yeah. The fault in the mirror is that it reminds us of what we have become. We are a reflection of nightmares, of dented spirits, of cracked hopes. We are children of broken promises. So be aware when you step on us. Run even faster when you walk in front of us. The fault in us is we come bearing reeds. We harbor the lumps on your throat and squeeze. For I believe in shooting and not stars, in groping, in forcing, in fondling, in pinching, in kicking, in beating, in stabbing, in burning, and then hiding you. I stand alongside your kind and chant your names until they become scars. The fault of my scars is that every time I breathe, they itch for your blood. I mean, it's your fault. Yeah, it's your fault. It's your fault that you are old and I am turned on by the sound of your brittle bones. It's her fault. Yeah, it's her fault. It's her fault that she dares lingers of sweet breast milk she just suckled a few hours ago. I mean, it's your fault. It's your damn fault that you dare wander taxi ranks in any type of robes. Your only fault is that you were born of rainbows. Your only fault is that. Is that. You were born. Hello again. My name is Thapelo. Yes, so we've come to the end of our show. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who was able to come through to today. Like I said, my name is Thapelo Taraka. I'm known as Naked Soul. I'm half part Slam City with Uzisi Popoem. So thank you so much for coming through. Such a beautiful show. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to Pom Costo for being part of this and helping us. Thank you to Open Book Festival for hosting Slam City. And we are hoping you guys are going to come to every month shows that we do at Theatre Arts. So without further ado, guys, I just wanted to say thank you. Kosi will be closing the show. Thank you.
Honor of closing the show. So we're gonna go home in high spirits today, right? Yes. So if you know this next song, please do join me. If you don't, the lyrics are very easy. You will hear it from your neighbor. Let's all give it up for Slam City. Ba 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 ba. Let me just get the key right. We need to be excellent, guys. Very, very excellent. It's very important. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Hontinga, hontingo, hontinga. Ehake, kabimholu zifihle, fagi holu zekhusele, uzuthi chuto akustulele. Bazukuzelela kabimholo zifihle faki holo zekhusele uzuthi chuchwa kusculele bazukuzelela ontintinga ontingo ontinga heha ke hayibontinga hayibontingo ontinga heha ke
uzunganqamu bayobisele uzunganqolu basebesele ngenyimini mdakayise uzawuphumelela uzunganqamu bayobisele uzunganqolu basebesele ngenyimini mdakayise uzawuphumelela honti
Thank you. We are Slam City. Have a good evening.
Thanks for listening. This event was made possible by the support of the City of Cape Town, the Heinrich Bull Foundation, and the Wheatfield Estate Foundation Trust.